You make it easy on us, we'll make it easy on you. We need a little information, and then you get one phone call, understand?
I understand.
Sit down! Okay, here's the story. I'm in a market, buying cream to go for the coffee over here, you know? Theater next door gets ripped off. Cashier's screaming, police! So I tear out of the market. And I go over there, and I immediately determine that the suspect has robbed the theater and made a getaway. So I go to the nearest phone, and report at 10:32. I look across the street. I see a guy standing there, very uncomfortable, you know, suspicious. He sees me, takes off into an alley between the two buildings. So I drop what?
Oh, no, go right ahead.
Right, so I drop the phone, I grab my piece, I run across the street, I go, hey, police officer, freeze! He says, hey, don't shoot, I give up, right?
What are we doing there, Lenny?
I live there.
Go on, Wentworth.
What?
You're wrong in the story. You arrested Mr. Kelso and...
Wait, how do you know his name is Mr. Kelso?
Leonard Kelso. He's well known to the New York Police Department.
Well, he is a repeater, eh?
Oh. Among his crimes were the Brinks armed car robbery in Massachusetts, the Getty kidnapping, the murder of Albert Anastasia, the sinking of the Andrea Doria.
Leonard B. Kelso, alias B.L. Kelso, alias Lenny the Confessor. 24 confessions, no convictions.
You didn't rob that theater, did you?
Yes, I did. I give you my word.
How much did you get?
$268.
Wrong! $312. No, you are!
Wentworth.
You're a...
Well, praise some fish. Yes, ma'am. We'll have someone come over right away. Barney.
That was the assistant manager of the Hotel Greenwich.
Oh, no. There's been another robbery in one of the rooms.
Do you realize that 6 robberies in that one hotel in the last 4 days?
Somebody must be warming up for the Democratic Convention.
Chano. You and Fish, check it out.
Right, Barney. Ready to go, Fish?
Yeah. But business before pleasure.
Stone. Now, we want you to think very carefully about the man who robbed the theater, right? You're going to be looking at pictures of men with criminal records. We call them mugshots, and they are in a book which we call a mugshot book. Now, your job will be to very carefully scrutinize each picture in an attempt to identify the aforementioned man. We appreciate very much you doing this, because we know it's a very difficult job, because it's a very big book, and it is the first book.
No, nothing.
Huh?
Well, I just get a kick out of the way you work, you know?
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, hey, it means I like your style. You know, the way you're always hustling around, getting everything down, catching all the details, moving in and out.
thanks.
Well, you sure know how to take a compliment, don't you?
Not when it's hiding an insult, I don't.
There's no insult. Hey, if I want to insult you, I'll make a sarcastic remark about your hair.
Well, Joe, as soon as you finish, I got some business for you. You too, Wentworth.
Sir.
I'm telling you, Fish, you eat funny foods. That's why you get sick to your stomach.
It's my eyes. I got sick because I can't read in a moving vehicle.
Oh, it's your ears. Yeah, all your balance is up in your ears. You had them cleaned out lately?
Get away from me.
What's going on?
Nice Fish. He's sick to his stomach because he eats funny foods.
Hey, you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
What happened at the hotel?
We interviewed a Mr. and Mrs. Armbruster of Dayton, Ohio.
It's a very professional job, Barney. Just like all the others. Yeah. The Armbrusters slept right through it. They didn't hear anything, didn't see anything.
Good for them, bad for us. Mm. What about hotel security?
Well, we talked to Hunsinger. He's the chief, you know. He can't come up with anything. Also, he's afraid of losing his job.
Okay, send out a flyer on the stolen property.
Right, Barney. You know, it's a real shame. I mean, a person can't go to a hotel anymore without getting robbed.
That's true. $3 for a valet parking. Gave the kid a quarter, and he looked at me like I spit in his hand.
Kind of, check out petty cash for me, will you?
Right, Barney.
Bojo, Wentworth.
Come on.
Yeah. I want to set up a stakeout. Go down to Manhattan South property. Then go, I want you to go over to the Hotel Greenwich and check in as husband and wife. You got that?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Sure, Barney.
All right. Now, you're supposed to be affluent, so don't be afraid to spread some money around.
Here it is, Barney. $12.13. Oh, and two IOUs from your mana.
Charge everything.
Think I have time to get my hair done?
Boy, you never let up, do you?
My, it's good to be back in the States, isn't it?
Yeah, greatest country in the world.
Have you just come back from the continent?
Yeah, we just came back from all of them.
We have valet service from 8 to 10, and, room service ends at midnight.
Oh, is that right?
Well, I'll just go out and get your luggage, Mr., Wojnowicz.
Wojciechowicz. You say it just the way it's spelled, Wojciechowicz.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hello, room service. This is Mrs. Wojnowicz in 63. We'd like to order dinner. We'd like two shrimp cocktails, two sirloin steaks, medium rare, two Caesar salads, and we'll have a bottle of champagne. Oh, whatever you have that's amusing.
Thank you. Say, Roja. How many rooms on this floor?
Oh, about 35 or 40. Oh, but you've got a lot of privacy here. It's an old hotel. The walls are 2 feet thick. Why, you could do anything you wanted in this room, and no one would ever know it.
Yeah, well, I don't think we'll be doing anything special.
Well, chacun a son goût, sir.
Right. Same to you.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Pretty fancy here, huh?
Yeah. It's a nice change.
Well, that's why I like being a cop, you know? You get to do stuff like this once in a while. Hey, how much you think that meal cost?
Hmm? Plenty. It's a good thing we're working. I would never be able to afford to take you to a nice place like this.
Women don't take me places. Hey, look, I go to a hotel with a woman. I take her. She don't take me.
Okay. Make it sound like a tug of war.
Oh, yeah? So maybe I'm old-fashioned.
Shakon Asongu.
Great, that's what the bellhop said.
That's right. He ought to know. It's French for whatever turns you on.
Thought it had something to do with your health.
It does.
Look, I guess we ought to go downstairs and check out the hotel, huh?
I think we ought to unpack and make it look like we belong here.
Yeah, right. Is that what you sleep in?
Yeah. What do you think? Should I put this under my pillow?
I would if you're gonna sleep in that.
That's the nicest thing you ever said to me.
Oh, yeah, well, you're all right.
You're not so bad yourself.
Guess either one of us could have ended up with fish, huh? It's not room service. Sounding like that. No. Wait. We'll blow our cover.
Okay, so what do we do?
Just act natural.
I thought the room was empty. Excuse me if I interrupted. Not that I saw anything. Well, have a nice night.
I'll tell him. Hey, Barney.
Huh?
That was Kogan. You know that security guy from the hotel, Hunsinger? He's on his way up with a suspect.
Hunsinger?
Yeah.
What happened to Wentworth and Wojo?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Call the hotel. Find him.
Right.
Get in there, punk.
You don't have to shove.
Shut up! You're in enough trouble already.
But what? We didn't do anything.
Wait a minute. I'm Captain Miller. Mr. Hunsinger, what is it?
Third degree rape. Caught him in the hotel with a 17-year-old broad.
Do not call her a broad. Her name is Shirley Webster, and she lives at 713 West 24th Street. And we're engaged.
They registered as Mr. and Mrs. Smith. You got no imagination, kid.
What's your name?
Howard Smith.
Okay, so his name's Smith. He was still shacking up with a minor.
We weren't shacking up. We had a rendezvous.
Where's the girl?
I turned her over to the youth authority.
Look, we've been going together for over a year. Now, we both live at home and we both go to school. So we're not Mr. and Mrs. Smith yet, but we will be. And we love each other. We just want a little privacy.
What's the matter with the back seat of a car?
Mr. Hunsinger.
Charlie.
Mr. Hunsinger. What do you really got on him?
They registered, didn't they?
Yeah, but we didn't do anything.
Shut up. I let myself into the room adjoining theirs. I watched them through the door.
You know, Mr. Hunsinger, what you do for a living, we arrest people for that.
They came busting into the room.
The punk threw something at me.
It was my wallet. That's what he wanted.
You ever been arrested before?
Never.
Mr. Hunsinger, can I speak to you in my office? Fish, run a check on the kid and give me a preliminary report.
Hey, make sure my name is on that report.
I can appreciate the pressures you're under, Charlie.
Tell me about it. 6 robberies in 4 days. I can't come up with one solid lead.
We've got the same problem.
Yeah, but you don't have to deal with my management. I know them. They'll blame it on my drinking.
Drinking on the job?
I do now.
Look, Charlie, you don't really want to hang that kid out there, do you?
Was it okay with you what they done?
Oh, of course not. Of course not. It's not okay with... I got a 17-year-old daughter myself. Who I hope has enough sense to stay out of hotels. Particularly yours. Talking about the punishment fitting the crime.
Hey, I'm no judge. Neither are you.
Third-degree rape? That's pretty rough.
Come on, don't give me that. You know the law. So do I. I was a cop, too, once. Like you. 19 years. Till they pulled the rug out from under me.
What happened?
Nothing. Well, little of this, little of that. But nothing that everybody else wasn't doing. Baby, if I'd wanted to spill my guts to the Knapp Commission, that movie would have been called Huntsinger, not Serpico.
Yeah. Barney, Wojo and Wentworth are back from the hotel. They got a collar.
We caught her, Barney, red-handed.
Yeah, no wonder the city's broke. Cops living in such a fancy hotel.
Hey, that's Wilson, one of our maids.
No more I ain't. I quit.
Wait till you hear this. You want to tell him? You want me to?
Well,
we left our room, pretend to go downstairs to the bar for a drink. We went one floor, got off, walked up the stairs to stake out the hall.
So we see her going
into
our room.
The room. And wait till you see what she does. Wallets, necklaces, watches, rings, an ashtray.
Well, everybody takes those.
Yeah, that's the way she works, Barney. She goes into the room, she puts all the stuff into the bag, you know, and then she just splits.
Well, you really have been cleaning up. Look at Wentworth.
The ironical part is that I got into this business in the first place because I hated housework.
Got anything yet on a fish? All right, now look, Howard. We're checking up on everything you told us, and if it's the truth, I'm going to try and get a break for you. But look, if you're going to play the game, at least learn the rules. And in addition to all the other normal instincts you're expressing, leave a little room for discretion. You're going to wind up behind bars.
Listen to what the captain says, son. I wish someone had threatened me when I was young.
Where do you go to school?
Juilliard.
Julia. I got a daughter who goes to Julia.
No kidding.
Rachel Miller, you happen to know her?
No, sir.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Huntsinger. Huntsinger, I want to make a deal.
What kind of a deal?
The kid for the maid.
Why do you want the short end?
You got children?
No. I got a cat.
Huntsinger, take the deal. The hotel will kiss you for it.
The maid's not your collar. Those two are not going to give her, right?
I have a very good relationship with my people. What do you say? You got a deal?
It's a deal.
Oh, Joe, Wentworth, can I talk to you in my office?
Sure.
Excuse me?
I want you to give up your collar.
Hey!
No!
No!
Well, I want to give it to Huntsinger, the head of security of that hotel.
What for?
What are
dropping a third-degree rape charge against that...
You want to drop a rape? I don't believe
it's
it.
Not what it sounds like. Huntsinger's afraid of losing his job, and he's leaning heavy on the kid.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't understand, Barn. You never been in for swapping collars before.
Oh, Joe. Oh, Joe, two kids in love. They check into a hotel... It's illegal, yes, stupid, right, but come on, Huntsinger's pushing the maximum. Hey, look, just for a minute, try to imagine how those kids felt. Put yourself in their position.
Oh,
sure wish you wouldn't put it like that, Warren.
Come on, what do you say?
Listen, a collar's a collar. And a rose is a rose. And tomorrow's another day. And what the hell? Some lady just called from a phone booth over on 11. Some wacko just snatched her purse and a dog, a poodle about that big.
Probably thought it was a muff. Some joker.
Excuse me, may I speak with someone?
Come on in, Mr. Kelso. See, Wojum, sooner or later in this game of life, a man gets tired of being a spectator.
This weekend and every weekend, turn to TV Land for a 48-hour non-stop marathon of one fine show with all the best episodes all weekend long. TV Land Fandemonium Marathon Weekends. Always one thing on.